Well, it was a seriously dangerous week this week in Jamaica as Hurricane Melissa made landfall on Tuesday. It devastated southwestern Jamaica with maximum sustained winds of 185 miles per hour. Officials responded to the devastation. The storm eventually moved on to Cuba and other places along the Caribbean. And joining us now is one of the people, a former Fayetteville resident who rode out the storm now in Jamaica. Heather Honaker joins us. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. So, I mean, what did you see when from where you were based from the storm?
Yeah, so I'm actually in Kingston. So we were pretty lucky over here. We weren't hit anywhere near as hard as the western side of the island. Kingston's on the southeast side of the island. And so really what I experienced here was about the same force of storm as what we had in Fayetteville when both Matthew and Florence came through a few years ago. But I mean, we had heavy winds, we had heavy rain, but nothing in comparison to what was on the west side of the island.
How far are you from the west side of the island?
Where the storm made landfall, we're about 2.5 to 3 hours. So like putting that into like mileage perspective, that's about 90 miles in Jamaica.
So it's not that far away. Did you wind up feeling some of the effects from the storm?
We had the tropical storm force winds. We had some really heavy rain. Those hurricane force winds, they only went about 25 miles outside of the eye. So we were, you know, very far away from those. But again, like I said, we did have some, you know, strong tropical storm force winds. We had some really heavy rain. We had some power outages. We're actually still on generator power right now. But I do still have internet signal, which is honestly a surprise here with all the power outages. But other than that, here in Kingston, we didn't really see a whole lot of damage. There was a little bit of flooding, and that just has to do with the drainage issues here. But nothing as severe as what we could see over, you know, on that other side of the island.
Have you heard from people on the other side of the island about how they're coping with things?
I have. So I am actually a travel advisor, and so I have a lot of contacts here in Jamaica with resorts and tour operators and things like that. And so I've been following along with a lot of those contacts. They've shown, you know, what the towns look like. I mean, some of them look like a huge, like, you know, level 4 or 5 tornado tore through. They're just, buildings are demolished. I saw videos of a hospital with the roof just basically being torn off. But they're also showing, like, some of our tour operators are, you know, going on their own and purchasing bottled water, you know, groceries in bulk, things like that, and then delivering them on their own to these cities that have been really torn up.
Yeah, I just can't imagine how much the emergency response is to this, because this was something unprecedented, 185 miles per hour. When you first heard the forecast, were you thinking about leaving the island?
We considered it for a little bit, but where we live, we have, I mean, our house is very safe. It's, I mean, the whole house is just complete concrete. So really, it's not going to go anywhere. And we had considered it at first, because when the forecast first came out, Melissa was supposed to come through Kingston. But she was moving so slowly, and it just felt like it kept getting pushed back a day at a time. So it's going to hit Monday. Nope, it's going to hit Tuesday. Like, it just kept changing. And then as the date of when she was going to hit was changing, so was the location. And so we finally got to the point where we knew we were going to be safe here in Kingston. And so we just, the other thing is, if we were to leave, would we be able to get back? That was the other thing. But, you know, now they've reopened the airport in Kingston. It's open for commercial flights. They've reopened the airport in Ocho Rios. Montego Bay has some relief flights, but they haven't said when they're going to open for commercial flights yet. They just have to finish their assessment. But that was our biggest concern, was would we be able to get back if we did leave?
How often, we've been here in coastal North Carolina, and you know how that is because you've lived in the sand hills and how dangerous and common hurricanes can be in this area. There have been nor'easters this year, tropical storms that impacted central North Carolina. How often are you faced with a weather emergency like the one you faced this week in Jamaica?
So we haven't had that experience yet before this one. We moved here. We've been here right at a year. And so we came after Beryl. Beryl was last summer. But before Beryl, it had been quite a long time since Jamaica had been hit by a hurricane. And this is the first one that we've experienced here. We do get a lot of rain in the summertime. It's rainy season here right now. So we do have flooding from time to time with the amount of rain that we get, but nothing like, you know, what Melissa had to offer. And I mean, this was a historic storm here. So, you know, they've never, at least in, you know, recorded history, experienced a storm that's this much of a magnitude.
Well, I'm certainly happy you're safe because when I saw you interviewed earlier this week by one media outlet, I thought, how in the world is she surviving down there? And because 185 mile per hour winds, I think the most we ever had here in North Carolina was Hazel, and that was back in the 1950s, and that was around 140. So something even stronger than that is almost unfathomable.
Right.
Heather Honaker joining us here from Kingston, Jamaica. Heather, thank you so much for being patient with us here as we established this Zoom link. We really appreciate your time here today. Please take care.
Yeah, thank you so much.